Hi, this is Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV, and today I'm going to show you how you can download, install, and get started with the new Hands-On Lab Introduction to Windows Workflow Foundation in .NET 4. There's three ways you can get to it, so let me show you. The first way is right inside of Visual Studio, you can go into the Extension Manager from the Tools menu, search the online gallery. If you just search for WF4, you'll find a bunch of templates and things, and here it is, the Hands-On Lab Introduction to Windows Workflow Foundation in .NET 4. Now, if I click Download, that will actually take me out to the MSDN Code Gallery page where you can download this. All right, you have to agree to the license. Say, I agree. You'll get the Intro to WF4 V6. Okay, and then say allow to open it, and this will install it in Visual Studio. Now, at this point, you can close this page, but you also have to restart Visual Studio. So let's do that. And while that's restarting, let's look at how. There's two other ways you can get to it. One way is here from the Visual Studio gallery, and so you can say get it now. And what this will do is take you right back to the same page where you download it, okay? Or you can go to MSDN Code Gallery and come here, and you can click on the Downloads page. Now, here on the Downloads page, we have the Intro to WF4 V6. And if you're interested, we also have the Intro to WF4 Feature Builder.zip. This is the entire source of the Hands-On Lab using the Feature Builder Power Tool. So if you wanted to, say, take this lab and modify it for your friends or company or something, we give you the whole source for the lab. And so, you know, it's rather large. If you want to figure it out, good luck. But you can download it and look at that if you want to get into Feature Builder. Now, to start the lab, here's what you do. You say, New Project. And at this point, we just had the Visual C Sharp lab. If you expand workflow, you'll see here a hands-on lab. And to start with exercise one, you can just double-click that. If you want to start at one of the other exercises, we have all of them here, including the lab completed exercise. So if I were to double-click this, it will actually bring in the whole lab in its completed form into my solution, so I can see kind of where everything ends up. Now, once you get into the lab, you'll notice that there are some new windows that appear. And I recommend, if you have multiple monitors, you might want to think about viewing these windows on another monitor. You can actually, in Visual Studio, kind of drag them off to your other monitor, which is probably a good idea. So I'd recommend that. If you got one monitor, then you know you might want to make these a little bit larger. So over here, we've got the lab steps, and as you complete each step, you can check it off if you want to. If you don't, you don't have to. These checkboxes, the state will be remembered. So if you're working through the lab and you kind of got to go do something else, you can save your project. When you come back later, the checkboxes will remind you where you left off. Now, I've actually built this lab so you don't have to have this window open. If you just look down here in the bottom, we give you the list of exercises, and there's links for everything. So you can click here on the link to start exercise one. We tell you what's in exercise one, and you can go right to task one. Okay, and then if we need you to open a file, sometimes we'll have a link that says, you know, open this file or whatever. You can do that. Because I did the completed solution, there isn't a workflow one XAML to open. That's why I didn't open there. So let's go, in fact, to exercise 7, which is where we are at. Now, sometimes the hyperlinks in the lab document do things for you in Visual Studio, like create new solution, brings up the new project dialog. There's other places, like if we go in here to the verification task 1, if I want to run my tests, I can click right here, and it will run all the tests for me. Or I could do it from the menu. You can do it kind of either way. Now, if you do lose the Guidance Browser window or close it or want to find it again, you can always look under the View menu, View other windows, and then you'll get Guidance Browser and Guidance Workflow Explorer. So those are the things that you need to work your way through the lab. So that's it. We have links here for videos where you can watch each exercise of the lab and see. I'll talk you through how the lab works, a place where you can discuss and provide feedback for the lab. So I hope you enjoy that. We're trying this as a new prototype for a way to do hands-on labs. If it's successful, you can expect to see more of these. And if it needs some tweaks, we want to hear that as well. So let me know what you think about the hands-on lab. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.